Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Brian Hoyer, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, current analyst, current host. He joins us right now. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. What did you think of the Browns draft?
I think you and I and Lima, we all kind of texted. I was a little upset. I think, I thought we spoke Friday, and I just thought, you know, passing on Travis Hunter to accumulate picks. And I'll say this, Mason Graham and Schlesinger, I think, are really good, solid players. But I was just thinking about it, and I know these are hypotheticals. If I had told you last Tuesday that the Browns were going to come away from the draft with Travis Hunter, Quinshon Judkins, Harold Fannin Jr., Shedeur Sanders, and maybe throwing a D-tackle that would have went in the third, fourth round, I think we all would have been ecstatic about that draft. I think that's a possibility. Now, we didn't know what the limit of Shador's fall was going to be, so it's one of those things. But to me, trading back, getting Graham, getting Schlesinger, great, like, we even talked about, to me, this signifies you're loading up those picks for next year. But then to go and draft Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the same draft, to me, it doesn't kind of coincide with what you and I, we all kind of thought what the plan might be. Like, hey, we're gonna stockpile picks. We're going to get quality players. We'll go with Flacco. We'll go with Pickett. Maybe you get a quarterback late, and who's someone who's just going to be on the roster. But to me, getting Dylan Gabriel and then going and getting Shedeur, to me, is a lack of plan, because I heard you guys talking about it early this morning. What are you going to do, a four-man competition? And yes, Flacco is the oldest, but he's the most experienced. And if you want to try to win games immediately when the season starts off, you're probably best playing Flacco. But to your point, Ken, is he the odd man out because he's the old one? Are you going to want to give the reps to all the younger guys? And so to me, it's going to be a wild, wild training camp, the quarterback competition, especially with the personalities in the room. I didn't think Shedeur would fall to the fifth round. I thought, you know, second round, third round tops once it started going. I think the problem was with Shedeur, the teams that were looking at him initially to potentially bring in as a starter competition, you know, type guy, once it got to the point where he was falling, the teams who were looking at him to bring him in as a potential backup, they didn't want to have that type of personality in the room. And so I think that's why he fell as far as he did.
Brian Hoyer with us right now on the hotline. So let me ask you, you've been in different quarterback rooms before, maybe some with competition in college, maybe some in the NFL, that it was pretty standard what the pecking order was. Do you think that a crowded room can really hurt the chances of somebody being able to show off and develop that potential? Or do you look at it as it's competition? There's always competition in a training camp, in all sorts of different rooms. It can actually help a quarterback situation.
Yeah, to me, competition is great. I mean, it's really the only way I ever earned a starting quarterback job in the league was through some type of competition, whether it was in Cleveland with Johnny, whether it was in Houston with Ryan Mallett. Even in San Francisco, I went there, and I had a pretty good idea I was going to be the starter, but Matt Barkley was there, and we competed a little bit. And the one thing that I would say, when it's two, it's hard enough, because even splitting two quarterbacks reps, that becomes difficult once you get to training camp. To try to get four guys to be out there and all be competing for a starting job, like, you're going to have to start knocking guys back pretty early on, because the reality is, for the best thing for the team needs to know who the starting quarterback is, I would say no later than the second preseason game. It's just the reality. They need to know who's going to be throwing the ball, who's going to be – every guy's cadence is a little bit different. The line needs to know those things. So you're going to have, I would say, the most fierce part of the competition in OTAs and in the first weeks of training camp. And at that point, you've got to make some type of decision for the team and also for the quarterback, because the quarterback doesn't want to go in every day and say, man, I feel like I should be the starter, but I'm still going through this. When is this going to – and that starts to weigh on you. And I think the one thing that I would say about that room is everybody pretty much knows what Joe Flacco can do. So I wouldn't be shocked if maybe he doesn't get a ton of reps early on, because they already know that worst case scenario, Joe Flacco can be their starting quarterback. If I were Stefanski and that coaching staff, I would give as many reps to the young guys as early on as possible to see who separates themselves. And then at that point, when you get to training camp, it really becomes a competition between Flacco and whoever of the other three really start to thrive.
Well, I got to tell you, you reminded us, and I couldn't remember right off the top of my head a situation where a team carried four quarterbacks. Not yours, but the one in New England with Tom Brady was the most famous. I mean, they kept him as a fourth quarterback to make sure that he stayed on the roster because they were afraid they weren't going to be able to pass him through waivers. Maybe that's a possibility that the Browns do with their quarterback situation, where they might have four quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. I don't know. I mean, look, Dylan Gabriel can't enter the transfer portal anymore. So I know he did it several times in college, but now there's another guy coming in behind you. You're going to have to go out there and compete every single day. I'm not saying he doesn't want to. It's just the fact of the NFL. Like, this is a different lifestyle for these kids. You come in, there's other people. They're not just going to pat you on the butt and say good job. Who's going to come out on top? And the one thing I would say, and I heard you guys mention it earlier, does another team get desperate in training camp because of an injury or something of that matter? I'm sure there's other teams that would be interested in Dylan Gabriel. It's oddly enough that the Shador thing, clearly nobody wanted to take him. The Browns end up, you know, stopping his fall in a weird way, like having him as a potential practice squad. Like, if they release Shador and no one wanted him in the draft, is anyone going to bring him in off of waivers to interject that into his their training camp quarterback room? I don't know. I mean, it's such a wild situation. It makes you wonder, does this humble him a little bit and it changes his perspective, and teams are then more willing to maybe take a chance on him if the Browns deem it's not the right fit?
Because, I had it out with Daryl yesterday, Brian, where he's like, well, you can't cut him and then put him on because another team's going to pick him up. And I go, well, as of right now, 31 other NFL teams just are not interested in the guy. Fans do not pick guys up off of waivers. So maybe you could put him on the practice squad if you wanted to.
Look, it would be a risk, definitely. It would definitely be a risk. But as you said, right now, you know, 31 other teams passed him five separate times. And to be honest with you, as I was sitting there watching the draft and I'm seeing the teams come up, I'm like, well, that team's probably not going to take him. That team's probably not going to take him. And so when the Browns, of all people, ended up taking him after they'd already selected Dylan Gabriel, I was like, what's the plan here? And look, it's a quarterback-driven league, and if you have good quarterbacks, that to me, take the drama out of Shador. I think he's a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel at the NFL level. I think a lot of people would agree with that. It's just a matter of what's his attitude going to be like when he's away from his dad. He's there every day. He's putting the work in. I really believe that he has more potential in the NFL than Dylan Gabriel does.
You know, I keep going back to this rookie mini camp. Like, this is next week, right? Do you think do you think the pressure is on instantaneously for these guys? Like, normally, tell people what the mini camp situation is even like, how serious any of it really is, and how, and compare and contrast what that's going to be like in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, every place is different. So my rookie mini camp was under Bill Belichick. It was
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Basically 12-hour days, and they basically threw the book at you and said, here you go, how much can you retain? I don't know if in this day and age, with the type of coach that Kevin Stefanski is, it's going to be the same thing. But I do believe that they'll go in and they're going to give both of those guys equal opportunity. And it's just going to be about who can retain the information the most, who can go out and then execute it on the field. Look, you could be the smartest guy. And I play with a lot of guys like this who, when you're in the meeting room and you're going through the plays, you're going through the reads, they have it. But when you get out on the field, it's just a second too late. And so the question is going to be, which of these guys puts the work in to retain the information and then go out and execute it? And I think you're right. I think from the get-go, they should instantaneously create as much competition as they can, because you want to see if one of these guys is going to separate himself from the other. That way, when you get to training camp and now they're there with Flacco and Kenny Pickett, like one of these guys is going to have a legit chance probably to compete, and the other one is going to be, call it a developmental player or a guy who – maybe isn't being brought along as quickly as the other. There's just not enough reps for all these guys.
Brian Hoyer joins us on the show. You know, we have a listener who sends us a message, and I think it's a good question I want to ask you. It says, what are the chances the Browns have a divided locker room over the quarterback situation? I can't help but think the vets will be upset if Flacco isn't starting. I mean, they have Miles there. They have Denzel there, David Njoku, Joel Bitonio. I mean, these are guys you put on the side of the stadium and up on billboards there. You kind of got to be careful about this, because I think their situation as head coach and general manager, it's touch and go right now.
Yeah, it is. And that's one thing that we could talk about, the X's and O's, and we can talk about the players and their traits. I do think there is something to, a veteran-laden team that wants to win now. I mean, we saw Myles Garrett famously say, I know what the quarterback situation is going to be, and I feel comfortable with it. I can't imagine that they could even have imagined this scenario. So there's no way that this is what they told him. If anything, they must have told him, yeah, we're going to bring Flacco back, and he felt pretty good about it because Joe took him to the playoffs a few years ago. So you're right. I think you go in, and I wouldn't put too much into – I heard you guys talking about Darryl's going to be charting every pass, every completion. I wouldn't put too much into if Joe Flacco's not getting a ton of reps. He doesn't need a ton of reps. He knows the offense. He has a rapport with some of those players. I think what the Browns need to do is force feed as many reps to the young guys as they can, see if there's anything that would be able to challenge Joe. But I think you're right, Ken. Like, if you want to show that – the plan, at least off the get-go, is to win this year, then Joe Flacco is probably the safe bet. Now, that's not saying that one of these guys comes out and just wows people. I mean, I look at Kenny Pickett. Can he have a Sam Darnold-type turnaround where he was a first-round pick, it didn't really work out, but he comes in, his perspective has changed a little bit, and he just, goes in, works hard, and gets better. It's always possible. So I do think, look, they've given themselves four chances to try to make this right this year. And to your point, and if it doesn't work out, would you say 90% that they're probably drafting a quarterback first year?
Yeah.
It's still a viable option. So I do think with the two rookies, they have to get the majority of the reps and just to see who's going to separate themselves to kind of get to that next level.
And can I tell you another thing? And this is kind of a sick reason why I'm excited they drafted Shedeur Sanders, Brian. And you could look at this and go, Ken, that's a fan standpoint, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say it. I am tired of leapfrogging blame. I am tired of finding different things that were to blame. You know, it's always we're passing it along to somebody else. I thought, honestly, Stefanski would get thrown under the bus and not Deshaun Watson. over all this, so I am a little bit surprised, but I'm going, you know what? I know he's a star. I know he's going to have camera people, and the media is going to come to Berea next week and hear his audio. I know this. But you know what? A fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick. If you let that guy destroy your locker room this season, then none of you deserve to be in charge. He doesn't deserve to be a head coach, and he doesn't deserve to be a general manager, and Paul DeBodesta doesn't deserve to be the chief strategy officer or whatever. If you guys can't keep this thing together over a fifth-round pick, which a fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick is a fifth-round pick, then we're wasting everybody's time to begin with.
Yeah, and quite honestly, and I said this to you, I think, last week, there's got to be players in that locker room who kind of just set the tone for Shador and say, look, you are a fifth-round pick. Whatever you think you are or what you should have been, you're a fifth-round pick, and you're going to have to go out there and earn it every single day. And hopefully this situation for Shador is one that motivates him and allows him to use that to his advantage. I don't know. But guys like you just mentioned, Miles Garrett, Joel Bitonio, which – I mean, shout out to him. He was a rookie when I was playing there, so what a great career he's had. Guys like that are going to have to set the tone and say, look, we don't care about your camera crew. We don't care about your Instagram, your rap songs. We care about winning football games, and we believe that you could help us do that. How are you going to approach your job as a professional? And I do think, like I said, if I had sat here last Tuesday and said the Browns are going to come away with Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders, Judkins, Fannin, and a quality defensive tackle, I think people would have said, I mean, sign me up, right? Now, they didn't go that route, but they got Shador, and I think he did not slide because of his talent. I do think he was a late first round to third round type player when it came to what his ceiling is. I think the drama and the way he interviewed, I mean, I heard stories. I'm not going to say them because they were secondhand, but he basically went into teams that he didn't want to go and play for and basically said, maybe this isn't the place for me. And for me, I know having gone through the draft process and I didn't have the hype of Shador, I was like, anyone can draft me. I don't care. You know, if you're moving the team to London, I draft me. And to me, hopefully this changes his perspective. He goes in and works hard because I do think he has the skill set to be a good quarterback, especially in a Stefanski-type offense.
Dylan Gabriel's height, how much does he have to overcome now, or do you think some of that's overrated?
It's definitely not as big of a deal as it was 15 years ago. I mean, I was considered small at almost 6'3 back then. That has changed a little bit. I would be more concerned about a guy who flat out said, like, let's play in more domes, let's play in warm weather. And also, having a left-handed quarterback, it changes your offense a little bit. Like, you know, your left tackle becomes your right tackle. You have to make a lot of adjustments. And even the spin of the football, not a lot of people put a lot into this, but if I'm a right-handed quarterback and I'm throwing a go ball to my left, the ball tends to go back towards the right. It's just the way of the spin. So now for the receivers, everything's backwards. The quarterback center exchange. There's a lot of, like, when the Dolphins draft Tua or Michael Penix Jr. goes to Atlanta, you have to do some strategy to really accommodate for a lefty quarterback. So you have three righties, three guys who are all bigger, let's call it. I mean, Shador is not huge, but he's a lot bigger than Dylan Gabriel. It's just a unique pick, and to me, like, if you were going to draft him and that was it and he was going to be your developmental guy, now it becomes even harder for him because you have another rookie who technically has more potential as an NFL player that he's going to be competing with. It's just to me, I get it. They saw a guy with value who had dropped to the fifth round at a position of need. It, to me, it just causes, you know, there's going to be a odd man out most likely. And to me, the way I'm looking at it is Dylan Gabriel, whether that means they just stash him and he's, you know, the fourth quarterback or they potentially can trade him at some point. I don't know.
Brian, these are great times. We thank you very much for them. All the best.
All right, bye.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.